Mini Beanies, guess what?
Michael!
Michael, where are you? We're going to the beach!
Mini Beanies, we're on holiday, so I don't have much time, but I've dropped in a very special episode for you today. A re-release of one of my favorite episodes, a Beanies Breakthrough all about turtles.
There you are, let's go!
I'm just leaving a present for the Mini Beanies this week. Coming!
And if you need some more Beanies to get you through the next few weeks, check us out on YouTube. There's lots of singing and dance-along videos, funny joke videos,
and heaps of spaghetti.
Really?
Warning, YouTube may only contain moderate amounts of spaghetti.
Subscribing to our YouTube channel really helps other Mini Beanies enjoy the videos too. And it'll make you our beanie best friend. Enjoy this Beanies Breakthrough, and we'll see you with new episodes real soon.
Bye, Mini Beanies!
How?
Why?
Where? It's time for another
Beanies Breakthrough!
That means you're with the Beanies and...
Eureka!
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, Beanies. Welcome to my laboratory. Well, Beanies, what would you like to test today?
How about,
Gee, Mim, what are you doing?
Oh, I wanted to see how long I could hold my breath for. I want to be able to live underwater.
Like a fish.
Or a shark.
Or a turtle.
Wait, I thought turtles lived on land.
I think they live on both.
Well, then how can they breathe underwater and out of water?
If I can hold my breath longer than a turtle, then I can live in the ocean too, right?
Ha ha ha. Slow down, Beanies. We can answer this question by doing a simple test.
A test? Oh, that sounds hard.
No, not a test, but an experiment.
An experiment?
First, we need to predict or guess what the answer to our question will be. For example, I believe that a turtle can hold their breath longer than Mim Beanie.
Aw, man.
Then we need to figure out how, so we can see if my guess is right or not. How can we do this?
Throw them in the pool!
Great idea! That's our method. In other words, the way we find out if our guess is right. Now, the most important thing in our experiment is safety. So, Mini Beanies, don't try this at home. We are in a special lab for experiments, where Mim Beanie is safe. Now, we put Mim Beanie and this turtle I prepared earlier...
Hello!
...into a pool and see how long it takes before each of them needs to take a breath.
Okay, are you ready, Mim Beanie?
Yes.
Are you ready, Mr. Turtle?
Okay.
While we're waiting, would you like to know how turtles breathe on land and in water?
Yes, please.
Well, turtles are amphibians. Can you say that with me, Mini Beanies? Amphibians.
Amphibians.
This means they can live in the water and on land. Frogs can also do this. Turtles breathe in lots of air. And then when they go underwater, they slow down their heartbeat and bodies so they can save the air for a long period of time. Some turtles can stay underwater all winter.
All winter? Mim's never going to beat the turtle.
Ha ha ha. No, but it's fun to do an experiment anyway.
Did I win?
No.
Oh, man. I guess I'll never live underwater.
That's our conclusion. Through our experiment, we learnt that a turtle can hold its breath longer than Mim Beanie because it is an...
amphibian!
Thanks for visiting the lab, Beanies!
Thanks, Professor Know-It-All!
That that was another Beanie's Breakthrough.
Eureka!